Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to The Broad Experience, the show about women, the workplace, and success. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite. This time on the show, most of us don't spend a lot of time around sewing machines these days, but my guest couldn't operate her business without them. Today, another episode in my occasional series, Tips for Success. Last time we heard from the CEO of a marketing agency, this time we're hearing from a young business owner.
My attitude really is always that yes is the answer. The first answer is yes. Now, how are we going to do it? Instead of approaching a problem like, I don't think we can do this, this is going to be hard, it's coming at it from yes, we're going to do it. Now, how are we going to figure it out?
Coming up on The Broad Experience. If you live in a city bursting with houseware boutiques like I do, you may have walked past a window one day and spotted some pillows. Pillows in bold colours with sayings like, call your mother, be nice or leave, or think big. Alexandra Ferguson's company makes those pillows. It's named after her. She started it in her living room about 5 years ago and now sells to hundreds of wholesalers across the world. I first met her when I included her in a public radio story on Generation Y business people who work with their parents. More on that in a minute. Since I did that piece in the summer of 2012, she's moved from a workspace in what used to be her apartment just outside New York City with a couple of employees to a buzzing factory space in Brooklyn.
We've just grown. We've tripled our staff. We're in five times the amount of square footage space. Doors are opening for us left, right, and center. And everything looks really awesome. And it is so awesome and fun right now. And yet I remember, you know, how many trials and tribulations it took to get to this moment.
Alexandra is in her early 30s. She's always worked in the fashion industry. And she first began making pillows as gifts for friends. She started selling them in 2009 on the online marketplace Etsy. The felt they're made out of comes from recycled plastic bottles. Sales took off, but skepticism flourished too.
Really, I think you should really keep working at your full-time job. You know, this is great. It's a hobby.
Pillows.
Pillow, really? Like the world of pillows? There's a million pillows everywhere. How are you going to make a living off of pillows? And so I was just like, okay, that's fine. And I did actually work full-time for the first 3 years of having my company.
She says she could pull this off in part because of her unofficial business partner. Entrepreneurs always being told they should have a partner. In her case, her partner was her mum, Charlotte. She also has a background in fashion. Alexandra says they complement each other. Her mother may be more risk-averse than she is, but she's also very practical and amazing when it comes to setting up at and manning trade shows, a huge part of their bread and butter. Charlotte herself is very modest about her contribution and how it began. Well, she would be. She is a Brit.
So I was sort of a coordinator of all the things that were happening, and she was working full-time, so it wasn't possible for her to be on the ground every minute. So it wasn't a conscious decision that she work with me or I work with her. It just sort of evolved. But we're quite happy together. It's not been a difficult relationship for us.
In fact, Alexandra says her mother's been an invaluable ally and advisor over the years. She trusts completely that her mum always has her best interests at heart. Talking of trust, she hasn't yet sought funding from outside investors like venture capitalists or angel investors, partly, she says, because it's such an intimate relationship. She says inviting an outside investor into her homegrown company, it's like a marriage, so she's moving slowly. But if the right person came along, she'd certainly be open to the relationship. We've got Warby Parker sponsoring today's episode of The Broad Experience. If you don't know Warby Parker, it has the coolest selection of vintage-inspired glasses, and they're all highly affordable. If you're not sure what to get, try Warby Parker's Home Try-On program. Warby Parker's Home Try-On program is really easy to use. You select five pairs of glasses you like. wait for them to arrive, pick out your favorite style, and send them back using their prepaid return shipping label. There's no obligation to purchase, and it's quite fun looking at yourself in the mirror with all these different glasses on. I don't even need glasses, but when I went to a Warby Parker store the other week, I spent about half an hour trying on multiple different pairs. The bottom line is you can support this show by ordering your glasses online today at www.warbyparker.com. Use the promo code BROAD during the checkout and you'll receive free expedited 3-day shipping. Don't forget, that's warbyparker.com, promo code BROAD. Thank you. Alexandra says her company is like a child. She'd do anything for it. That said, you know that thing you hear about budding entrepreneurs, that they can't wait to quit their day jobs to start their own businesses? That wasn't the case with Alexandra.
The moment actually when I did have to quit my full-time job, that was a much harder decision than one would think it would be. I was earning a really nice salary, and I loved my job, my full-time job. I was jet setting all over the world. I used to call it Cathay commuter jet. I would just get on planes to China every 3 weeks, sort of with a few days' notice.
She worked for Built, an accessories company in New York. She was head of product development.
And really, I think kind of I had a lot of confidence in that job, and I was seeing results from what I was doing. So it was very exciting. And the idea of kind of quitting and running your own thing and not having the security of a paycheck every 2 weeks, that's incredibly daunting. That's a very scary prospect. And I still don't really pay myself in an official way. But I'm used to the ups and downs of the cash flow. You never get used to it. I'm lying. It's always tough. But it's okay. I've come to terms with that. But, you know, I think it was really we had a really scary moment, I think, that sort of was the catalyst for the decision. We'd gone through, I had a small team who was managing the day-to-day of the company at that point. And then I was, you know, sort of working on top-level strategy on my night shifts. And we went to New York Gift Show, I think this was August of 2011. We went to New York Gift Show and we had a tremendous gift show, huge growth spurt, came out of the show with a huge stack of orders, handed it to my team in the studio and was like, okay, good luck guys, I gotta go to China, checked out for 3 weeks in Asia, now I'm on 12-hour time zone difference.
Without her presence, things at the company went downhill, fast.
They just sort of emotionally shut down. And we shipped, I think, that season, I think we shipped a lot of orders about 3 months late. And we nearly lost the company. It was dire straits. My mom actually came in and worked every single day for about 6 weeks just to get them straightened out and to get things just getting out the door. Things were just not getting out the door. And you can imagine being in China and you're like, great, we've just written all these orders. There should be plenty of money in the bank. And suddenly you're getting text messages that checks are bouncing. You know, it was petrifying. You know, and from 12 hours time difference, like how do you do crisis management? How do you jump in there? And so that was really kind of the moment when I realized that I couldn't sustain both. The company had grown too big. It needed me there full time now. If I was going to save it. And my mom sat me down. She's like, you need to make a choice. You can either have your, you know, incredible job with the company, you know, at Built, or you need to run this company full time.
She chose the company. To save money, as she now wasn't earning any, she moved back to her mum's place for a year and a half. She worked long hours and weekends. She says a big part of staying on course as sales have exploded has been having a lot of help and support, emotional and otherwise.
My mom believed in me from the beginning. You know, she supported me. She put me up in her house. So she was rooting for me. And I think I needed to have somebody in my camp. It's really difficult when you've got everybody around you saying you can't do it. Even just having one person kind of believing in you and helping you along the way is indispensable. And now, you know, I ask for a lot of help. I work with a business coach every single week. I spend an entire morning every week out of the office just working on top-level strategy, thinking things through, cross-checking. I've got my gut instinct, but like, let's, you know, make sure we've totally vetted ideas before they happen.
And the ideas don't just concern products or strategy. If there's a piece of machinery Alexandra can have revamped for her particular purposes, that's what she'll do. In this case, the purpose is cheaper, greener shipping.
Okay. So this machine, this is a brand new toy. I'm so excited about it. So this machine compresses all the air out of the pillows so that they ship with 70% less volume, which means that we're saving on our UPS bills. Our biggest shipping expense is volume-based. Our pillows aren't heavy, but they take up a lot of room. So by shipping 70% less volume means that our UPS shipping bills are going to come down tremendously. We're also going to use less packaging material. So now we're working with a smaller box, so it's less waste. And we're reducing our carbon footprint. So it's just all looked around. Win-win awesome, and I get this sexy piece of machinery here. So ready? So first, we step on this pedal, and the plate comes down. It's a bit like a mammogram for pillows. And then we press this button, and the heat sealer comes down.
And it shrunk.
And now it ships. Instead of shipping as large as this, we're going to ship this.
As for how she gets things done in the face of adversity, she gives her mother credit for this too. She says when she was growing up, her mum would insist on taking the most enormous unwieldy objects into the cabin on planes, artifacts she'd picked up on vacation that really belonged in the hold. Alexandra and her brother would shrink with embarrassment. But later, they'd often marvel in admiration as their mother got her way. She says that attitude of we will get this done, polite but positive and firm, probably a bit charming, has affected her over the years. Because running her own company, she comes up against a lot of potential obstacles.
Now when there's naysayers, it's like, I got to work through my process. And it might not happen, I appreciate, but we're going to try every single angle. So we'll approach it from the left, we'll approach it from the right, upside, downside, you know, rebuild machinery. My attitude really is always that yes is the answer. The first answer is yes. Now how are we going to do it? Instead of approaching a problem like, I don't think we can do this, this is going to be hard, it's coming at it from yes, we're going to do it, now how are we going to figure it out? And if you get yourself into that, how are we going to figure this out, but this is going to, the end result is that this is going to happen, it's a completely different shift in your thinking.
One I should definitely try. Alexandra says her company is on track to make $1 million in revenue during the next year. I've posted some links and photos of Alexandra Ferguson at her factory at thebroadexperience.com. That's The Broad Experience for this time. The show is supported by the Mule Radio Syndicate, which hosts a lot of other interesting podcasts, including Here Be Monsters and Unprofessional. You can support the show too by following through on that Warby Parker sponsorship offer, writing a review on iTunes, or throwing me a few bucks via the support tab at thebroadexperience.com. And if you'd like regular updates, there's a newsletter I send out virtually every Monday. I'm Ashley Milne-Tight. Thanks for listening.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.